trial, the halves felt a little different. Like, you guys were a little out of step in the first half. Second half, though, a lot more pressure and intensity. Did it feel that way to you? And if so, what changed for you guys?
Oh, absolutely. I think, you know, we were just, you know, we weren't in sync so much the first half. We didn't play horrible, but I think we could have played a whole lot better, obviously. And, you know, it took us the second half to just calm down, everyone do their own job, just make plays when opportunity presents itself, and that's what we did.
Antoine, going from 0-2, now you guys are 3-2. How does that change the whole psyche of the team?
Well, it doesn't change anything. You know, our psyche is to go out there and get a win at all costs. And I think today was a great opportunity for us to go out there and do that, to instill, you know, mental toughness in ourselves as a team. And I think, you know, we definitely overcame some adversity and we made plays down the backstretch.
Was there any particular tension, because I knew you had to, in terms of the two wide receivers they had, Julio and White, make sure that they didn't get off?
Well, I mean, that's always primary, you know, no matter what team you're playing. But obviously, you know, they got two good guys. Well, you know, they have multiple guys. You know, they have Hester, Weems, you know, Douglas, he's out. They have Roddy White, and they have Julio. All those guys can make exceptional plays. They're all extreme athletes. They can catch the screen and go all take it the distance, as well as catch the deep ball. So that was our primary focus. You know, no deep shots, no balls over our head.
Can you take us through the play when they scored the 74-yard touchdown? That was, you came over on an angle after the ball.
Yeah, it was an all-out blitz. It was an all-out blitz, and I had, you know, position on the back. You know, I had coverage on the back. The back scanned right away. I knew exactly what was happening. I knew the play because I studied that play several times. You know, I just came up short. You know, I didn't make the for sure tackle. And, you know, the way I looked at it was 3rd and 3. Instead of trying to, you know, make the tackle so they don't get the 3 yards, I should have made the for sure tackle. You know, so I kind of cut my angle a little short, trying to push them back and, you know, get the 3 yards, and I should have just kept running at an angle and make the for sure tackle. So, you know, it's all like a learning process, you know, on my part. You got to forget it and drive on. You know, that's the name of the game. You know, I take things very hard on myself. You know, I consider myself a very good tackler, a for-sure tackler. So it's just great that the offense had my back on that. You know, the defense had my back, and we didn't miss a beat from that point on. So, you know, good thing out of that negative became a whole lot of positive. So, you know, I give credit to my teammates for that. Well, I think that says a lot about our team. I think it says that, you know, we're resilient. You know, we're going to play all four quarters. And, you know, we're not going to wait for things to get too rough for us to pick it up. And, you know, thank God, you know, that we hung in there for the first half, you know, without playing our best ball and not even close to it. In the second half, I think we played lights out. You know, besides my big play, I think we played lights out both ways, offensively, defensively, and special teams. I think we did a phenomenal job.
As the leader of the secondary out there, anything you have to say to DRC, he dropped the pick and Quentin on the fumble?
Well, I mean, you have to make those plays. You know, you have to make those plays. You know, Quentin on the interception, you got to hold on to the ball. And he understands that. You know, he knows that. But, you know, things like that are going to happen. You know, we're not going to be perfect. You know, I'm not going to be perfect, you know, although I pride myself on being a for-sure tackler. But, you know, we got to rise above that. You know, we got to play beyond the X's and O's. We have to learn how to, you know, like I say Fido, you know, forget it and drive on. That's my mentality. You must have amnesia, especially playing, you know, in defensive backfield. You can't dwell on the last play.
Last